back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is immunization is inoculation with disease, with my guests from SaneVax.org, Norma Erickson and Leslie Carroll Botha. And those ads for the Olympics just reminded me, I'm sure both of you are aware of the fact that they are now pushing vaccines so big time. On visitors that go to the Olympics, they want them to get vaccinated with flu because of an extreme risk of a flu pandemic, which will, of course, be caused by the flu vaccine. They're also warning people, especially from the states, that they be vaccinated for measles so that they don't come down with measles, from foreigners that are at the Olympics with measles. And they're also promoting vaccines for the frontline healthcare workers as well as the Olympians themselves. And so we'll see what kind of biological terrorism is brought forth with this massive vaccine propaganda for anybody going to the Olympics, because of course vaccines are bioweapons. There's no question about that. In fact, on my drcarly.com site, if neither of you have seen it, I actually have the definition of weapons of mass destruction. And this was an amazing thing that I got a hold of a couple of years ago, well after I wrote my document, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction. Somebody that I know that has access to Westlaw actually found the definition of weapons of mass destruction. And it actually says in this document, the term biological or chemical weapons of mass destruction means any of the following: any weapon, device, or method designed or has the capability to cause death or serious injury through the release of a disease organism or toxic or poisonous chemicals or their immediate precursors. Of course, this is vaccines. And that was an amazing thing to me. It's just more validation that I had received. So this is what I'm trying to get people to realize. Not only is there no such thing as a safe vaccine, this is terrorism. This is biological terrorism on the people of the world to create disease so that they can have, you know, different big pharma products be pushed on them by the white coats, which will cure nothing but give them more side effects. And at the beginning of the show, I was talking about this amazing substance, colloidal silver, which there's never been any organism that has been found to be able to not be killed by colloidal silver with absolutely no side effects. So it's not just that they're creating these organisms. Every medical school, every research university, you name it, they all are biowarfare labs at this point. And I have thousands of pages of documents from the Special Virus Cancer Program where they're creating viruses to cause cancer, and I'm sure that's where HVP came from in the beginning. But they're at, you know, schools, medical schools, zoos, research universities, all these different places. They're creating these organisms and unleashing them on the people. And this is biological terrorism. And that's why I'm so grateful that the two of you were willing to come on with me, because my information scares a lot of people. You know, I've been told by different quote-unquote anti-vaccine groups that if I just tone it down, then, you know, they'd be willing to, you know, basically come on with me and whatever, talk about different issues. I can't tone it down. I know what's going on. I've been researching it for 15 years. My profession is doing it. And that's why when I finally get my book done, which hopefully will be within the next couple of months, How Did the Hippocratic Oath Become the Hippocratic Oath, I'm going to talk about all of it. I mean, why I left medicine, watching research on people without their knowledge or consent, research fraud, euthanasia. But it was when my only child was brain damaged from vaccines that I opened up this black hole. And the proof that I found, and I know that both of you are aware of this because you have done your homework, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of research papers that have been done in all countries showing what vaccines actually do. And yet these alphabet agencies like the CDC and the NIH keep putting out this propaganda that vaccines prevent disease. This is the biggest fraud of all of the medical creation that's ever been put upon the people. And it just makes me so angry. I can't even, you know, tell you how angry it makes me, but I know that you know. Go ahead.
We know. And here's the deal, Dr. Carly, and you know this as well, and everyone else should be aware of this, is that this has been a fight that's been going on for 30 years, and a lot of us have been involved in it for 30 years. But now the science is catching up. Now that we can see with the use of brain imaging and brain scanning, you can actually see before and after pictures of the brains. And it's a losing battle for them. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. So in that time, we need to make use of the information that we have that is available to us, thank God, through the social media networks, thank God for the internet and the government papers that are on the internet, and for, you know, all the Merck and other pharmaceutical company propaganda. It is a time bomb waiting to explode, and the fuse is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Not just on vaccines, but on all drugs. And so time is on our side, finally, because it's no longer just observation. Hey, something happened to my child after I got him the MMR vaccine, or my child or my daughter had Gardasil, and now she's having seizures. They're not going to get away with, oh, it's all in her head. Oh, you know, that type of thing. Oh, that's just a parent's observation. Those days are fast going away.
Exactly. And I want you to also mention your radio show, Leslie, because you have a show where you're getting out this information. There are many of us trying to spread the word, so please tell listeners where they can access your show.
Well, thank you. My show is called Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told, because I focus on women's hormonal health, and of course that's my concern about the Gardasil vaccine, which maybe we'll get to in this hour. But it airs every Monday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on krfcfm.org. You can find that information on my website at holyhormones.com. I have a lot of information about Gardasil and certainly other issues that affect women's health. Something else that has come up, which I find of great interest. New studies are coming out showing that IVF, help me out here. I'm stumbling over my words.
In vitro fertilization.
Okay, artificial insemination. In vitro fertilization. Thank you, ladies. Now has birth defects have increased 50% in that population. And the toxins in that injection, and yes, this is another injection, not only affect the health of the child, but affect the health of the mother as well. This is another dangerous practice where the veil is beginning to fall. So I have all that information on my website as well.
Well, and not only that, but, you know, the people, this is so amazing because I have developed the ability to overstand. You know, even our language has been corrupted. You know, they talk about understanding. No, if you overstand, you look upon the players and you see what they're up to, it is self-evident to me that they're causing infertility. And then people that want to have babies, they have to have tens, twenties, thirties, thousands of dollars to go to some in vitro clinic to actually conceive a baby. So what they're trying to do is make it where only the rich are going to be able to have babies. And, of course, this is another problem-reaction-solution type of deal. And, in fact, you know, these mad scientists, they always think that they can do things better than nature can do. But, of course, in fact, it's very obvious that all the different chemicals that are injected into women, I didn't have in vitro, but I got pregnant with my son Joey when I was 41 years old. And this was before I knew anything, and I went for all the hormones, you know, the horse serum, all that crap to make me ovulate. I almost went blind. I developed a severe problem with the muscles in my body. I couldn't walk. I had so many side effects of this, and actually one of the admitted side effects of these drugs that they inject into you to make you super ovulate every egg you have left is ovarian cancer. No surprise there. But I also just want to mention, in regards to your being involved with a hormone situation, the vaccines also developed the pineal pituitary hypothalamus axis, and this is also very important because they're throwing everything out of kilter. And not only that, But if you're not aware of the book by Harris Coulter entitled Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, I strongly suggest both of you get a hold of that book because Dr. Coulter actually has all kinds of documentation of the fact that when the amygdala and the limbic system are damaged by vaccines, it can also cause violence and criminality. And he has a lot of information about autism is in there as well. But, you know, so many things we're seeing in the world. Why are we seeing all these psychopathic soldiers doing the insane things that they're doing when they're, quote unquote, serving their country? All the bullies in school. It's from vaccinations.
Vaccinations. It's from medications. It's from a lack of nutrients in our food. And these are all mind, and plus the toxins in our environment, in our water, the air that we breathe, the chemtrails. Add it all up, people, you're in trouble.
Right. Well, it's always the big picture. That I'm a big picture person, and that's my first diagram on my website. But I'm just saying the vaccines are a very big part of it, and it's all intentional. Okay, there's it. Turn music again. We're going to a break. After we get back, Norma, you're being a little left out of this. I want you to come back and comment after we're through the break. And people, call in, ask questions. Now's your chance. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Carly, are you back? I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. This happens to me just about every week now. And I'm getting phone calls. People are telling me I'm off the air. I got totally knocked off the internet. I had to do all kinds of magic in order to get back on. So I'm very frustrated right now. Either one of you say whatever you want to say while I take a few breaths.
Yeah, well, I've been on Dr. Rima Labo's show enough to know that this happens to her as well. But go ahead, Norma, your floor.
Okay, I have a couple of news items that recently came out that prove exactly how much damage is being caused by immunization practices worldwide. One, the first one being India about a month ago, with much fanfare and publicity, declared that they had eradicated polio in that country. A few weeks later, in a very quiet article, it was announced that there were now 47,500 cases of vaccine-induced paralysis. The second one is going to blow everybody away. According to the World Health Organization, immunization providers are responsible for 1.3 million early deaths each year in emerging countries due to using needles and syringes multiple times without sterilizing. But that's not all. There is an additional 21.7 million people every year who line up for vaccines and other injections that are being infected with hepatitis B. An additional 2 million infected with hepatitis C, and still another 250,000 infected with HIV from unsafe immunization practices, and this is straight from the World Health Organization.
Right, and I just want to comment on that using dirty needles thing, because that cracks me up. If vaccinations work, if the needles are dirty and they have whatever, you know, germ on them, then that should be considered a free vaccine, you see. So it's all a scam. And in fact, the idea that they're trying to, quote unquote, protect the people in third world countries that are eating cakes made out of mud, that don't have clean water, that are nutritionally just devastated, and that they could handle inoculations on top of all of it, is such self-evident proof that they are actually, you know, depopulating the continent so they can steal all their natural resources. And in fact, Bill Gates, who holds himself up to be a philanthropist, but has gone on, you know, he's on the internet now, this TED conference he did in January 2010, where he talks about using vaccines for depopulation. You know, occasionally the truth does sneak out. But you know, I always like to give the other side of it, because there was actually a man in New York State that was accused of injecting his child with HIV because he didn't want to pay child support. And my response to that was, well, he just gave him a vaccination. If vaccinations work, he should have protected his child. So this whole idea of injecting somebody with bugs, with pathogens, and that's a protection is a total scam. As a matter of fact, in my medical books, one of the amazing things that I have is experiments that were done on mice. And they found that the best way to basically give them disease was to inoculate them. You know, you can put it in their food or their water. You can have them breathe it. These methods all work. But to inoculate it directly into their bloodstream is the best way to cause them to get sick. And that's how we know. They know exactly what they're doing. It's not like they've made a mistake. They didn't mean to do bad things, but they just got caught up in this whole vaccination scam, thanks to Jonas Salk and all the other medical masons who have been promoting this for eons. No, they know exactly what they're doing. These are bioweapons.
Well, I think if you read Margaret Atwood's book, The Handmaid's Tale, a very prophetic book that came out in the 1980s, and Robert Duvall and Faye Dunaway played in the movie, and I will show you how dated that is. But the book is about a generation of women who have gone sterile and using a younger generation of girls enslaved, called the handmaids, to actually carry their children to fruition. Again, it was a groundbreaking book. I keep reminding people about that book because we need to be reminded that that book was out there way before any of this started happening the way it is happening now.
Exactly. Any comments, Norma?
I'd like to touch base a little bit on the intimidation that doctors use. If they can't convince them with their gifts to take these HPV vaccines, they're frightening people into it. We've got a family who was told that if her daughter didn't get injected, she might get HPV through a lab experiment gone awry in college. We've got...
Wait a minute. How does that work? How does the lab experiment go awry? They're experimenting with HPV in colleges now?
No, it was just a scare tactic. We've got mentally disabled children whose parents are being told that their sons could be raped and catch HPV, so they must have them injected to be protected. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it is pretty insane.
Well, fear is one of the major ways that they get people to do everything. I have many clients with cancer. I mean, like I said, no vaccine, and I want both of you to check this out because this will really amaze you, and you may want to put that on your website. No vaccine. None of them have ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. That's right in the physician's desk reference. And why? Because they know they cause cancer. So what I do with my clients that have cancer, I teach them how to detox the different things, especially pesticides and other toxins, radiation that cause cancer, how to get their immune system working again, get out the vaccines, get their immune system primed with colostrum, things of that nature, alkalinize themselves and things of this nature. But fear is what the medical mafia is all about. That's why they try to scare people. Oh, you have cancer. Of course, it probably took you 10 years to develop the cancer. But before you have a chance to think, sign up for radiation therapy, chemo, you know, get the mass cut out, whatever. And this latest Fukushima disaster has given me an excellent opportunity to use my sassiness. What I tell people who want to get radiation, I say, hey, just get a ticket to Fukushima. Go to Japan. You know, stay there a couple weeks. That should take care of your cancer. Oh, wait, that's right. They're saying radiation causes cancer. So how come they're also telling you to take radiation for your cancer? And the reason people can't think is because they're being fluoridated, aspartamed, vaccinated. As Leslie said, the list is endless. It's always the big picture. They are actually suppressing our very consciousness. So we can't think. And we go to the people with all the alphabets behind their name. Whenever I talk to anybody on the phone, some mother will tell me, well, I'm not a doctor like you, Dr. Crowley. And I say, good. That means you still can think. You didn't go to some school to get propagandized and get a bunch of alphabets after your name, which absolutely mean nothing. You still have common sense. People are looking to the learned ones who are actually the propagandized ones. That's what they have to stop doing. They have to learn, you know, the simple basics. Eat good food. Get rid of the GMOs. Get rid of the pesticides. Drink clean water. Breathe good air. Of course, it's a hard thing, like Leslie was saying, with the chemtrails. You know, how are you going to get rid of those? And
Detox. And that is going to be the new medical term. People are going to have to be including that daily in their diet, is detoxification. And whatever that looks like, and there are certainly some great products out there, and I'm amazed by the nutraceuticals on your website. Two things, the detox and getting the right nutrients to the brain. You hit on a really good issue, Dr. Carly. Mental illness and brain disease have outpaced cancer. Cancer is a fear of bygone days. Now we're afraid of losing our minds. And yes, we are at the tip of the iceberg of people losing their minds. I sat in on a brilliant neuroscience research webinar looking at brain imaging and scanning. And there are two things your listeners need to know. The brain can heal itself, and the brain never ages if given the right care and feeding. So after this hour and a half long presentation of intense technical work and looking at scans and images, this brilliant neuroscientist says, if everybody's neurotransmitters were balanced, and that's the frontal lobe, that's the brain's communication system, which then communicates with the rest of the body. If everybody's neurotransmitters were balanced, we'd have a society filled with happy, healthy, spiritual, peace-loving, compassionate people. And that rocked my world. Because when we see people who are dealing with anger management issues, addiction issues, vaccine injured issues, other pathological diseases, now the brain is becoming the new medicine. These things can be altered. Violence, like you were mentioning, there are plenty of studies showing that nutrition, the right nutrition given to criminals within the prison system, can change the whole attitude of a prison population. People, go to AllianceForAddictionSolutions.org. That's AllianceForAddictionSolutions.org. It's spelled all the way out. And you will read about these papers and great work that some of the pioneers in this field have done. And so when you start realizing that, you know, we don't have to suffer. You don't have to be mentally ill. You don't have to deal with depression. You don't have to be on those drugs for those things, because your body will heal if given the right nutrition.
Well, I totally agree.
There is a company out of Canada called True Hope. Go ahead.
Okay. I totally agree with everything you said, but I have to add a couple things. First of all, there's no such thing as mental illness. Whenever I hear anybody talk about depression, I crack up. Depression? Do any of you know what's going on in the world? How can you not get a little down sometimes, okay? I mean, this has become a disease. Mental, quote-unquote, illness is due to toxicity, nutritional deprivation, and there are spiritual aspects to it as well. But the last thing you want to do is get a psychiatric drug. That's self-evident. So that's a very important thing that people have to realize, because, of course, the psychiatric drugs are the most addictive drugs that they've ever invented, and this is how they're getting people to get a chemical lobotomy so that they can't think. And that's what people have to realize. And I also want to mention...
And then we put all these labels on it. And for women, we call it PMS or PMDD, which is classified as a mental disorder. And that's premenstrual dysphoric syndrome or postpartum depression. I just talked about this with Cheryl Jazar on my radio show on Monday night. That postpartum depression is a combination of the lack of nutrients and the imbalance that's gone on in the neurotransmitters and hormone imbalance. And we see extreme cases of women killing their children. That is, we want to criminalize them and put them away. No, these are severely affected people with extreme imbalance. imbalances. So if, again, if you're having mood swings, anxiety, just look to nutrition to right these imbalances. We can throw out the labels. This is the great thing about this new science. We do not have to be labeled anymore. We don't have to be dependent on drugs anymore. We're going full circle, and we're going back to nutrition. And I do have to get this in, Dr. Carly, because this is really important to me, and this is why I got involved in the Gardasil issue 6 years ago. Women have hormonal fluctuations. It's shown in the brain that the brain changes every single day during a woman's menstrual cycle based on her hormone levels. We feel really great, and then right before we get our periods, our hormone levels drop, our immunity becomes more compromised, and we kind of feel overall crappy. That too can be rectified with nutrition. However, the government has a study on their website about immunity and the menstrual cycle. And women, do not get vaccinations if you choose to vaccinate. Do not start new medications if you're choosing to take a medication for depression. Do not fall into, oh, take two Valium and go home, honey, and you'll be fine, because you won't be fine. We need to bring menstrual cycle awareness into this male medical system, because it's not working for women. And that is part of the problem. And the girls that we are seeing who are injured from the vaccine, a lot of them had the vaccine when they were premenstrual. And you would think that Merck would have stepped up to the plate on this one to see if it could reduce any risk of side effects. And we were making this aware to the FDA 4 or 5 years ago now, that there is a problem here. One, you're menstruating, or you're vaccinating a population of the girls at the most fragile time of their lives, which is menarche, which is the time of first menstruation, when the reproductive system is starting to form, it's starting to strengthen, it's starting to develop its own rhythm. And then, boom, you got an onslaught of three vaccines, three series of Gardasil. Boom, boom, boom. You might as well shoot them down. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard, and if anything I do before the day I die, it's going to get menstrual cycle evaluation as a part of medical care for all women and for all girls. And I'm asking all your listeners to be aware now.
Okay, well, I will just say my goal is to cause the death of medicine. I mean, people don't need to go to white coat to be evaluated, period, in my opinion. Basically, eat good food, drink good water, breathe good air, and stay away from the white coats, and you'll be fine. And even the imaging studies, if you get a CAT scan, it's equivalent to 800 chest x-rays. They are going to cause cancer in you by getting a CAT scan. The MRIs, there's a study done at MIT where they're actually decreasing the moral compass of the people by using magnetic pulses. I mean, all of these things, and the contrast media they use for MRIs, gadolinium, causes renal failure. Stay away from the doctors. We don't need to be tested. We need to get back to nature. When my dog had puppies, my dog did not ask me, what do I do? My dog knew what to do. We have innate intelligence. This is what the chiropractors are, you know, harping about. Your body knows what to do. Let your body do what it needs to do. Stop going to these monsters, these psychopaths, to ask them their opinion, because that's where you're being made sick intentionally. It's self-evident. We're dealing with psychopaths. When you talk about criminals, I laugh. I mean, our country has more criminals incarcerated than all the other countries combined, I think. Okay? Mm-hmm. Who's not in prison? The psychopaths. The ones who are causing the problem. Those who have no conscience. There is no cure for that. These people need to go. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. Hopefully, I'll be back. If I'm not back, Norma and Leslie, you know, close up the show.
Freedom of speech, news can't lie, as one must see all the truth on TV.
And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America, another stressful show where I was knocked off the air. And to those who are causing it, just, you know, realize that I know that's because I'm right over the target. And I always find a way to do what I have to do. So it'll be funny how it all works out. But one thing I just wanted to mention, Leslie, as you're recommending people to be, quote unquote, evaluated. One of the things I did before I went to medical school is I worked in a lab. And a lab where they evaluated medical tests. And if they dropped a vial of blood on the floor and it smashed into a million pieces, they did not call the doctor or the patient and ask for another sample. They stuck in somebody else's blood. So I have learned over the years to not even worry about those things. Everything can be evaluated by history. Are you exposed to different toxins that offset your hormonal cycle? You know, what are you eating? What are you drinking? Et cetera, et cetera. You don't need tests because tests.
No, I didn't mean. I didn't mean evaluated that way. Absolutely, for sure. I mean, and I agree with you. We need to limit our visits to the doctor's office because doctors have become salesmen for the pharmaceutical companies. Right. Young girls going in for their annual exams or pressure to get on the birth control pill and get Gardasil at the same time. You know, that's not a doctor anymore. In fact, an article just came out, I'm sure Norma saw it already too today, about these stamps that they're putting on medical charts to help them follow up on whether a girl has received her shot, and it's called Gardasil vaccine. And actually, this little stamp, which looks like a fourth grader could have made, won some award, and I'd have to go back to the article, but it says, Gardasil vaccine, checkbox, start series today, checkbox, series in progress, checkbox, three vaccine series completed, checkbox, counseled but refuses. Now, what happened to patient privacy? Because I can assure you that that stamp is going to be on the outside of the chart so everyone can easily see where that adolescent girl is in her vaccination process. And to have counseled but refuses on a stamp, on a chart, to me, it invalidates the HIPAA, patient privacy.
Well, not only that, you already stated that the parents can't get access to the patient records. So they're not even allowed to see what they're doing to their children, what they're putting out there. When they came up with this whole idea of electronic medical records, that I realized what was coming. The only person who can't get access to their medical records is the patient. The government, all kinds of various institutions can have free access to your medical records. As a matter of fact, they've already, you know, revealed on mainstream media. You know, different computers have been stolen, records have been released. You know, it's out there in cyberspace. And that's why I don't do anything in regards to storing any of my clients' information on computer. That also gives them a way to change the records. If there's some kind of a side effect that manifests itself, they can just basically, you know, delete and stick in some other information. So this is a very troubling thing as well. I agree.
Yeah, we got troubles.
Yeah. We got troubles.
We do have troubles. Absolutely. So, yeah, and where to end up with this, because I know we've got about 9 minutes left, and I'm sure Norma is going to have some great closure, you know, on this as well. It's just that it's time for all of us to wake up. And to be diligent about what we're doing to our bodies and to understand that we are the ones who are responsible for our health. We are the ones who have to be accountable for what we do to our bodies. And we are the ones that have to live with ourselves. And what I have learned too, and I do want to share this with people, is that people who suffer from mental illness and people like people who suffer from addiction, they live in a black hellhole in their mind. And a lot of these Gardasil girls are afflicted. The damage that is done to the brain creates a hellhole that people are trying to climb out of, but they don't know how to. And drugs only compound that hellhole. I heard a fascinating conversation, an interview with a woman who wrote a book, a doctor who wrote a book called Emergency Weekends at Bellevue. And, of course, Bellevue is the big mental hospital in New York City. And her statement was, if you have a pathological disease, i.e. cancer, there's an end date. You might beat it, but there's an end date. If you develop a mental illness, there is no end date. Nobody knows how far the brain will go in and go in and create that hellhole that goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's usually a pathological illness or an accident that will kill that person. And that is what we are seeing with all Alzheimer's patients. So if you want to protect your mental health, start researching the nutrients that are now coming onto the market that will feed your brain, because once your neuroendocrine and immune systems are balanced, then all of the other systems in the body fall into balance, and you'll have a greater chance of fighting off whatever toxic injury you have suffered.
Well, and as you said earlier, you have to detox. I mean, that's what I teach my clients how to do, is detox the things that come up in their history. Alzheimer's is from mercury and aluminum, period. Mycoplasma is also involved. And what do they give the elderly people? They give them the pneumonia and flu vaccines. They both have mercury and aluminum. So stay away from the white coats. Eat good food. Drink clean water. Breathe good air the best you can, as I said. And don't take drugs. That's what I would recommend to people. And once again, I'll say I don't buy into this mental illness thing. They're not mentally ill. They're toxic. They're nutritionally deprived, period. They give them these labels in order to get them to take drugs. It's all a scam. What is a disease? It's a bunch of symptoms put in a box, and then they say, oh, we have a drug for that. So find out why you have the symptoms. Don't put it in a box. That's what I would do if I was you. Any closing comments, Norma?
Absolutely. Become an educated medical consumer. If you must be a medical consumer, know what you're doing before you consent.
Right. Check out the side effects. Because if you check out the side effects of anything they're telling you to do, you will never do it. And find out, you know, natural things and things to avoid. That's very important, of course. And that's why they invented insurance. You know, I realized this a long time ago. You know, and I actually have called into some shows where they're talking about Obamacare. And I always say the elephant in the room is that insurance doesn't cover anything that actually works, anything that reverses the cause or gives you natural solutions to help to decrease the symptoms. And, you know, I've been called bonkers and all kinds of things, which, you know, just makes me laugh. Insurance was invented to keep you going to big pharma. And what people
Absolutely.
Have to face is that, yeah, if you're going to do anything that works, you're going to have to pay for it out of pocket. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. So if you're not willing to get rid of the insurance, I haven't had insurance for 15 years. I have good insurance. If I get in a car accident, I'll go to the hospital. They'll, you know, set my bones, whatever they do, and I'll get out of there as fast as I can. But I do not have insurance. I will never have insurance. I will pay the fee or whatever I have to pay if Obamacare kicks in. They're not going to mandate me to get a mammogram, which causes breast cancer, or a colonoscopy, which is a way to spread hepatitis, whatever. It's not going to happen. So that's what people have to realize, is that this whole insurance thing is a design to keep them with big pharma. You know, save up your pennies, buy some, you know, natural solutions. That's what you have to do.
That's why they call it the medical industry instead of patient care.
Well, I call it the Medical Mafia, which is a very good book by Dr. Guylaine Langtote. I don't know if the two of you are aware of that. She gives the whole history of how medicine was corrupted by Big Pharma, a Canadian physician. They went after her license just for writing that book. So you might want to check that out as well. So I want to thank both of you for doing the show. Check out sanevax.org. They have a lot of important information. And the more of us that are spreading the word, the better. People have to, you know, do their homework. I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself, because what I have realized, the extent of the evil that has been intentionally created by the psychopaths that control the world, I could never have believed this. Unfortunately, I know it. I have documentation of it. I have proof of everything I say. And if you want to save your life, if you want to protect your progeny, going forward if you don't want them to be sterile or created into transhumans. You better check things out for yourself. And I know I'm speaking to the choir because the listeners to my show, they know what's going on, or they would have, turned it off long ago. But, you know, they're always trying to wake up others and have them listen to shows. So I'm glad to have you on as another backup to me as to what vaccines are doing. And I just encourage you to keep up your very important work. And if you ever get any response from Paul Offit or any of his minions in terms of, you know, vaccines being safe or effective, do let me know. We can do a tag team. We can take them on. I would love that.
I love it, too. We'll definitely keep you posted.
Okay, there's the music. We're done with the show. Thank you so much, and keep in touch, both of you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, and thank you for having us.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Awesome interview with Cynthia McKinney, Congresswoman from Georgia.
I am a fervent supporter of the 911 Truth Movement.